Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. It seems hard to believe that She Hard have been together for 22 years. In fact, it seems like just the other day, my friends and I were paying $5 to see them at Wellington's infamous car park venue, while John Toogood worked days in a Manners Mall music store. But 22 years it has been, even if the energy of their live performances and the sound on this, their eighth and latest album, Ignite, is still as epic as ever. John and Carl of She Hard join me now. Well, guys, thanks very much for coming. I appreciate you're in the midst of a bit of a media storm at the moment, so your time and your energy is always appreciated. You never seem to have too many problems with that. Is it, I was going to say good, clean, healthy living, but you're sitting in front of me with a beer at the moment, John.
It is just a sign like a pure.
His first of the day. Yeah, it is pure, isn't it?
Did you see that plug?
Yeah. Because the thing is, I'm from Wellington as well, and a mate of mine used to, way back in the day, used to share a practice room with you guys. And he said that they used to rock up with their band practice with a 40 of Jack or what have you, and sort of offer you something. And you guys, no. And you'd sit there and you'd have your Coca-Cola and you'd be mm-hmm. straight as, clean as, just to try to get tight, get it right.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was it. And we still do not drink or, partake in any drugs before shows ever.
Unless the tour's going on for a bit too long.
And then the rules start
going out the window. But no, as a rule, I mean,
I just play crap. I mean,
when you rehearse it, I suppose when I think of other bands I used to be, when I was young, it was really just an excuse for everyone to get beers and have a bit of a sing-along and get a bit drunk, but really
our ethos was
always there's so much work to do, you got to get it done.
Any of those bands still together and doing well?
Probably not, exactly.
I don't think so.
Exactly.
We've just always had that thing, it's like time for fun is after you play or after you rehearse.
Well, it's about earning your time to celebrate there's no point celebrating before you've done the gig.
Also, I presume if you went in there, had a couple of beers, maybe a bit of a smoke, you'd have 10-minute songs rather than 3-minute songs.
Well, with that, plus I'd sing out a tune and I'd play guitar terribly. So it'd be like absolutely...
But yet he'll still think he's playing really awesomely.
Awesomely.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, that's true.
See, that's the problem.
Twenty-two years on, though, same bunch of guys still get on clearly.
Yeah. On a whole, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you still all living in the same town? Because for a while, some of you were living in Australia.
We all live in Melbourne.
We're all in Melbourne.
All in Melbourne. Yeah. So, because you were in Brooklyn for a bit.
I was
you?
In New Zealand. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. No. I'm now permanently based in Melbourne. Well, as much as permanently based as staying at a mate's house is. Pretty much.
Is it still like that? Is it still crashing at your mate's house? Can't be.
Well, actually it is.
Well, for Johnny, at the moment. I mean, you're kind of no fixed abode at the moment.
At the moment. But not, not that it's distressing me any.
Eight studio albums, if I'm not incorrect. Is that correct? Eight plus the live one.
Yes.
Do you find, how big is too big as far as your sound goes? Because it seems to get larger every time you do an album. Is there a point where you go, this just sounds too big now?
No.
You keep finding new buttons on the mixer and go, expander.
Well, it's great. Yeah,
embiggener.
What's great about this is produced by ourselves. It's our first one where we've produced it ourselves. And Tom Larkin, the drummer, has been getting really good at recording music, especially rock music.
Yeah.
So we thought, well, let's do it ourselves.
Yeah.
And when he mixed, say, for instance, the first song on that record, Final Year of the Universe, I went, that sounds exactly like I want to be in that band, you know. So I think I'm very happy with the size of the sound of this record.
Does that mean you've turned a corner, that this album marks a, you know, the embiggening and the, to use your term, and almost a more independent Shehard?
I reckon it sounds fat as anything that we've had, like, American or Vancouver.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just it is a natural progression that we've sort of ended up this way. I mean, you look at Beautiful Machine, and there was definitely the groundwork of it becoming our own production.
Yeah,
was happening there. I mean, we had Matt doing engineering and
Matt Lovell
mixing, doing kind of what Tom's done now. But I mean, it's basically the fact that Tom's got the studio and he's had it for a few years now,
and he wanted to use it. He's like, guys,
lots of bands, yeah, and
he knows our sound better than anybody.
Yeah, because he's been
in it for 22 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and he is getting really good at what he's doing, and it's just good timing to actually take that over ourselves. And we knew as soon as we started writing this music, it was like, man, pretty much we know what we're going to do with this, you know.
After this long, do you have a strategy? I mean, there was the American experiment, mm-hmm. which was, what should we say, it wasn't entirely successful. Would that be fair? I
don't know. It was, there was a lot of compromise involved. And
I mean, you didn't come out the other end as Metallica, let's put it that way. So,
no, you're right.
Which may have been your plan going in, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean,
I think, you know, you think of, especially from, General Electric, you know, you think of the vibe that we had then, which was basically world domination.
Yeah.
You know.
Hmm.
And in a way, we were kind of, I suppose, searching for that, you know. And after the pacifier thing, we haven't actually been that long. We haven't really thought as long term since pacifier, have we?
No. Yeah. So, what is your strategy right now? Just make a good album, sell some records. I mean, or do you have are you still looking at market?
It's actually about sell some records. It's actually honestly about fulfilling our happiness of doing this. Being in this band and in a lot of ways, I think when it stops being fun, we've got our own lives going at the moment, and would probably move along.
Did a couple of gigs at the Power Station, didn't you, where you played an entire album right the way through, which is a bit of a popular thing for, the Pixies did it, you know, with Doolittle recently when they reformed to play these songs. Is that because those albums were the pinnacle for you in your musical career to date, or is it because they're the most popular with fans, or a bit of both?
Well, originally we wanted to do all 7 albums.
Right.
And we did, I think, 1 rehearsal and went, that's going to be impossible, considering we're going to make a new record time-wise, yeah. So this was more of a proof of concept, where we actually saw if we could actually do even 2 records, and that was it. So we chose 2 records we were semi-familiar with, being Killjoy and General Electric, that was basically it.
Do you get the sense, though, from the fans? I mean, you know, you can't probably not read some of the stuff online, people going, oh, you know, my favourite Shehard was here right at the start.
Yeah.
And some people think now that nothing is ever as good as the start.
Do you know what I mean? But yet I walked down Cuba Street the other day and I met 3 guys from Blenheim who'd got into Shehard. They were 19 on the Beautiful Machine album. And then discovered all the old records. But their favourite record was Beautiful Machine.
Because
that's the one that they got into first. That's always the way with bands. Yeah. It's like the
one. I mean, I think of the old records that I brought, and, you know, say Metallica, for example. I mean, you kind of, that first record that brings you into the world of that band,
There's always
it's true. The biggest say, record. For example, The Cure. I got into the album that was out at the time that I was at school.
Completely. And then, you get, through the then you go back. Yeah, completely.
But yeah, I mean, and I'm sort of the same. Yeah, I mean, Metallica is Master of Puppets to me. Yet they sold a million zillion records on the Black Album, which I thought was soft. But yet that was probably more people's favourite record than Master of Puppets.
Because more people got into it about that time.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just bands change. I mean, the fact that this band even wants to be in the same room with each other after 22 years is quite an anomaly. And then the fact that this band actually makes music that excites them, you know, like us. And so you go, wow, I like being in this band. It's weird.
Twenty-two years later, you don't look any older. I mean, do you moisturise?
Yeah, Body Shop.
Yeah,
Body Shop.
Yeah.
It's like it's like $23.
Actually, I started moisturising after we lived in LA, and the water that you shower in ends up making you feel greasier than before you had that shower. I think that's when I did start.
Plus, the
I mean, if you're asking a serious question here,
absolutely,
fried chicken and waffles as well. That made me feel greasy.
Yeah,
I couldn't stop eating it.
No, well, why would you want to stop eating it? Really, in fact, I miss it.
Wonderful. Look, we'll let you get on to your the next, I don't know how many that you're doing today. Let's not even think about
it.
We're
doing a few. It's best not to think about it.
Thank you very much. No worries. We look forward to seeing you over summertime. And of course, as always, I imagine, I don't know if you're going to do it, but you pretty much always do the big day out, and it's always appreciated when you do.
I think we've got something.
I'm looking forward to the Rhythm and Bind, to tell you the truth.
Awesome.
It's going to be good.
Wonderful. Well, let's talk to you another 22 odd years, eh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Carl Kippenberger and John Toogood from Sheha. Their new album, Ignite, is out now. Well, that's all we've got time for on this week's show. Thanks very much for joining us. If there's something that you'd missed or you'd like to hear again, who could blame you? Check out our podcast, publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Damien Christie.
I've been Michelle Acourt. And thanks, New Zealand On Air.